please report to Lab 6. Dr. Singh, you have a call on Pathology Line 2. Dr. Singh, Pathology Line 2. Dr. Kartur, you have results pending in Lab 14. Dr. Kartur, Lab 14, please.
Good morning, Jenkins. Quite a morning out there this morning, wouldn't you say?
Good morning, Dr. Hall.
I wasn't sure I was going to make it in. We must have gotten 3 feet last night.
Yes, quite a snowstorm.
I love waking up to snow on the ground. The way it blankets everything, it seems like all the troubles of the world disappear. Everything is fresh, everything is quiet. For a brief moment, everything is calm.
Snowflakes by Wayne Rawley.
I hated to spoil it by trudging into work. Ha! But research never stops, does it, Jenkins?
No, I suppose it does not.
I wish it did sometimes. Trust me. Have we got the findings back from the blind yet?
Huh?
The blind? Did the findings come back from the last comparison? I've got a report due to Director Bliss at 3 p.m.
Oh, yes. They're on your station.
What has you so distracted? And why is it so blasted cold in here?
I've adjusted the temperature to keep the snow from melting too quickly.
What are you talking about? Jenkins, have you seen my microscope? It doesn't appear to be on my desk. Oh? What is this?
I borrowed every microscope on the floor.
And lined them up on this table. Yes, I can see, Jenkins. What are you doing?
Take a look.
It's freezing in here. Let me put my coat back
Take
on.
Take a look!
Which one?
It doesn't matter. Start anywhere.
Okay, Jenkins. Calm down.
I came in early this morning because I wanted to give myself extra time because of the snow. It turns out they plowed the highway, so I got in with time to spare. To be honest, I wasn't feeling like starting the culture samples we've been working on. So on a lark, I took some snow off the window and looked at it through a microscope. Now, I've seen pictures of individual snowflakes before, of course, but I never looked myself. I zoomed in on a few just for fun.
What am I looking at here?
Snowflakes at 1,000 magnification. You don't really need any more than that to see.
But this can't be.
That's what I thought. So I got another scope from Washington Station. Look over here.
How did you do this?
I didn't do anything, Dr. Hall. I swear to you. These six are with snow from the south window. These six are with snow from the east window.
But all of these samples look the same.
Exactly, sir.
That isn't possible. Every snowflake that falls is completely unique.
That is what I'm saying.
Every droplet of water that falls through a properly chilled atmosphere and finds a dust particle to cling to crystallizes into a completely distinct, precious, and delicate hexagonal form, unlike any other that fell before or after.
Yes, sir.
We've been telling people that every snowflake is completely and unequivocally unique. For years we've been telling people that.
I know.
And now you're telling me...
It would appear...
And now you're saying...
It would appear, actually, that all snowflakes are exactly the same.
Oh, this is bad.
I know.
This is very bad.
Yes, sir.
This is worse than what we said that fat is what was making people fat.
It was actually sugar.
Yes, I know it was actually sugar, Jenkins. I know that.
What are we going to do, Dr. Hall?
Did you try that snow over there?
No, but...
Try it!
Okay.
No,
all right.
No, not that snow.
Well,
but, not the yellow one. It's the regular snow.
Yes, sir.
Put it here.
Okay.
Well?
The same, sir.
No.
It's the same,
no,
sir.
No, it can't be. It just can't be.
It's true, sir. All snowflakes are exactly the same. Not unique at all. Everyone just like the other.
How could we have been so wrong?
Things evolve, Dr. Hall. You know the dinosaurs, thunder lizards? As it turns out, they were probably more like birds, covered in feathers.
Yes, but those were paleontologists. They start pulling bones out of the ground, higgledy-piggledy, and with 100 years, they have an entire coloring book industry full of fantastical dragon creatures. Big deal. No one expects them to know what they're talking about. These are snowflakes. Have you told any actual meteorologist about this?
Just you, Dr. Hall.
Fame hounds a lot of them. They're all so busy getting made up for TV with their fancy wind parkas and their mobile weather centers that they completely dropped the ball on this.
What do we do, sir?
Dear God, what do we tell the poets? What do we tell the preschool teachers? What do we tell the new parents?
We are going to have to tell the guidance counselors and the art and drama therapy professionals as well, sir.
The metaphorical implications of this discovery are terrifying, Jenkins.
Director Bliss has to be informed, sir.
Wait. Wait just a minute here. I've got it!
What?
Turn up the heat! Melt this infernal discovery back into the liquid state from whence it came. Get hair dryers, curling irons, space heaters!
Dr. Hall! Dr. Hall! Stop! Stop! That is irresponsible, sir. Exploration and discovery is our solemn oath. We have a duty, sir. We are scientists.
They are going to crucify us. The inspirational poster and greeting card community alone is going to run us out of town on a rail.
Dr. Bliss will know what to do.
Know what to do about what, Jenkins? Hall? Why is it so cold in here? Why are all the windows open?
We need to tell you something, sir. An important discovery.
Well, make it snappy. I've got my biannual meeting with the inspirational poster and greeting card lobby in 15 minutes. The poets and preschool teachers are right after that, and the new parents are already here waiting for me in reception. I love them, but they are a bunch of pushy a-holes. It's a busy day, Jenkins. Well... What's the discovery?
Snowflakes, Dr. Bliss.
What about snowflakes?
Oh.
Are they still droplets of water that fall through a properly chilled atmosphere, find a dust or pollen particle to cling to, and crystallize into a hexagonal form?
Yes.
They crystallize into a completely distinct, precious, and delicate hexagonal form, unlike any other that fell before or will fall after. What's the problem?
Dr. Bliss, turns out they are all exactly the same.
Don't mess with me, Hall.
He's right, Director Bliss. Every snowflake that falls is exactly like every other. Take a look here. And here.
But...
It's okay. There.
My mommy told me I was special.
Great! Nice work, Jenkins.
There isn't anyone just exactly like me.
Do something, Jenkins.
Dr. Bliss?
Mommy! Mommy, I'm thirsty! Why is it so dark in here? Mommy!
Jenkins!
Dr. Bliss, wait a second. I think this is good.
What?
What?
I'm relieved, to be honest. I'm tired of not being like anyone else. It makes sense to me that snowflakes are all the same. Of course they are. They are made out of the same stuff. They travel similar journeys through the same elements. Some get tossed this way and some get tossed that way. Some melt right away. Some stick around for what seems like forever. Some make you happy and calm. Some make you late for work, and some even crash your car into a guardrail. But in a very basic way, they are all the same. I find it comforting. Maybe if every snowflake is basically the same, maybe we are all on some level the same too.
People just might go for that.
Call meteorology.
But Dr. Bliss...
This is meteorology's message to deliver. We are gonna need a pretty face on this one.
It's not fair! Jenkins, I tell you it isn't fair!
Jenkins?
Yes, Director Bliss?
Nice work back there. That was some A1 grade science.
Thank you, sir.
Just so you know.
Yes, sir.
You and I aren't the same. With the blink of an eye, I could have you in the basement scrubbing smallpox cultures off the backs of dead rats for the rest of your natural days.
Yes, sir.
Carry on, Snowflake.
Yes, sir.